Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Remoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. And of course, my people, how you doing? Me? I'm good. No complaints from my end, just living day by day. Trying to realize these dreams, but I digress. Where is the album review taking us to this week? Looks like it's Nigeria via South London.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
You may know Chicane from their monster hit Loke from 2016, which owned the airwaves when the Afrobeats revolution was taking its current shape. The trio comprises three sisters, Shay, Princess, and Baby K. Shay and Princess are twins, apparently, and their latest EP is titled NWA, which stands for Nigerians with Attitude, obviously a play on the name of legendary hip-hop group NWA. The EP dropped a few months back and I thought, why not review it? Although the sisters are born and raised in South London, it's safe to say they resonate with their Nigerian audience and embrace their origins in everything they do, which is lovely to see. They did face a tough trial to be accepted back home, but they've really made it work by being open to their culture and putting that in their music as well. NWA was released under MA Records. 4 tracks, 12-minute runtime, 1 feature, multiple producer placements including Gospel on the Beat and Blaze. The EP cover sees caricatures of the three sisters looking hip and just ready to take on the musical world. It also sees the Chicane logo coming through as something that ties in most of their cover art as well.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The song Lagbaja opens up the EP with some smooth, silky singing and... everything about the song can be described as smooth and silky indeed. The title track might sound familiar because Lagbaja was one of the most popular Nigerian artists, and what set him apart was the fact that he always wore this mask. The song is interesting in that it's taking the position of the woman asking the guy out, which from the African perspective is not necessarily a common occurrence. But she is saying, even if you wear a mask like Lagbaja, I still want you. I don't know about that, but yes, Chicane is funny. Compositionally, Lagbaja has such a light, delicate touch. That's that smooth and silky I was talking about. And it instantly reels you in. The lead melody is super awesome and catchy. Weekend Love is a lot more of a black British R&B type of sound. It's so distinct you can just tell. That black British R&B type of sound fuses with an Afropop sprinkle that sees a bit of pigeon in the lyrics to give a quirky punch. It was very easy for me to pick up on that, and the sound represents something they know intimately.
Find us on modomodomusic.com.
This year is one of those tracks that really is easy to connect with. The trio talk about getting into the new year with positive attitudes and that they'll be alright. The song has this sort of Roomba and Afrobeats influence, and it sees the sisters really flex their vocal talents and try to push the envelope a little bit. And I did enjoy that, but ultimately this year is definitely a dancey tune.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Considering that it is a four-track EP, the predominant themes on NWA are love, success, and having fun. The EP sort of confirmed for me that there is no real lead singer in the group, which is dope, or maybe I just couldn't tell the voices apart, I don't know. You get all three in their different elements and they just contribute as they see fit. Vocally, they do have a certain range that they generally stick to, so in that sense I didn't get any real that's a really out of the box attempt in their delivery, maybe apart from this year, which you know, I do like what they do very well. I'd love to see them challenge each other more, because they likely have another gear they can all kick into. They do have a musical chemistry that I like. Their interchanges are stuff that takes years to perfect. They really have that chemistry. They know each other. The album sequencing was absolutely fantastic. It starts off slow and builds up to the dance floor filler, closing things out. I definitely like that aspect, which makes it very easy on the ear to follow the album from start to finish, well, the EP. From the mixing and the mastering side, I found the EP to be largely decent. There were no glaring issues, and by the same token, nothing that really, really stood out. Although Lagbaja is distinctly cut above the rest, I think that kind of quality was definitely the height of the album. I keep saying album, I should say EP. But you get what I mean. Interestingly, one of the aspects I picked up on is that their lyrics are awash with references to music they love and artists that they likely listened to or listened to back in the day. It's an interesting way of paying homage to the greats without necessarily going out and saying, you know, you're dope. And this portrays them as avid music listeners, besides being musical talents in their own right. Although the music is largely Afrobeats, you get those Afro-Caribbean sounds, especially on songs such as Mr. DJ. And this comes as no surprise considering how diverse black cultures are in the UK, with the Caribbean community contributing greatly to that. So much that even at universities, they have ACS groups, which are Afro-Caribbean societies. And this is why the music out of the UK is so unique, especially when it is on that Afro-bashment type of vibe. I couldn't find any videos for the songs on NWA, which is a curious point for me. Why? There's dope songs on there and visuals really, really would come through nicely for the promo side of things. So, Chicane, what's up? Talk to me.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I would say that Chicane came through with a very solid offering on this EP. Their sound is definitely an eclectic Afrobeats, which fuses with an Afropop and Afro-Caribbean blend. It does them all the favors that they all contribute something unique to the music, seeing as that there's three of them, and it just makes it unique. Loke really set them apart, and on their way, I think the real next level for them is finding another record of that mold to surpass how well Loke did. My favorite song on the NWA EP is definitely Lagbaja and runs away with that title for me. This year is also dope and danceable, and it's a fantastic New Year's Eve type of song. So I could see that song just hanging around for years and years and years, just because, you know, it's relevant at that time of year. You can check out NWA by Chicane on your favorite streaming platform. It's definitely an interesting listen, and I am sure some of you will fall in love with their art. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wimoto, son of Zimbabwe, son of L. Peace. Dan Dan.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.